Welcome to the Mind of Capolivri, and thank you for choosing to discover with us the story of the miners of Capolivri. Today, the mining sites offer an unusual view, immersed in the luxuriant nature of the Tuscan National Park, set up in 1996. The iron extraction on the island of Elba dates back to the time of the Etruscans, but what you can see today is one of the most modern yards and the only underground mine on the island. The mining activity started in ancient times by extracting small copper deposits and has continued almost without interruption with the extraction of limonites, pyrite, hematite and magnetite. The latter, the best iron oxide for the production of cast iron and steel, characterizes the Ginevra yard, where the work began at the end of the 1920s with the open cast mining and continued years later underground with room and pillar mining until 1981, when the mine was closed due to competition from non-European countries. Once in Ginevra, you will observe one of Europe's largest and most modern plants, today one of the best examples of industrial archaeology in Tuscany, with the extraction castle, conveyor belt and washeries overlooking the wildest coast on the island. The mineral extracted was crushed underground, was transported to the surface by a modern elevator and ran on a conveyor belt to reach the grading building on the coast called the washery. Here, the mineral was reduced to small pieces, separated from non-ferrous parts and finally transported to the blast furnaces, by sea, then via land. The waste that was abandoned on the coast filled a small but deep bay that is located before accessing the gallery, creating a large square. With our shoulders facing the sea, we proceed to the valley to begin the underground adventure.